Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one? I hope you did. I hope you guys had a chance to relax, chill, get some downtime, drink some coffee, of course, that's a given. And I hope you are at least feeling ready and prepared for the coming up week. All right, I have a very special episode today that I am personally really excited about. It's not very often that I find fintech companies that I think are just kicking butt, and I really support their mission 100%. So when they come around, as you can imagine, I get really kind of nerdy and excited, and I always want to share anything that I think could be helpful for your lives. I love to share that with you guys. So for today's episode, we're going to get really nerdy. We're going to talk about financial tech startups. So what does that look like? How does somebody actually get involved with that? So we're going to be chatting with Carrie Moriarty. And Carrie is a rock star. But before we do that, let's dive into one of my favorite segments of the show, Your Money Wins. Today's money win comes from Amanda. Amanda says, the people I nanny for needed help selling some appliances and they gave me a cut for it. Made about $300 in just 2 days. Paid off my lowest credit card balance. Hashtag money win. Amanda, you're killing it. Congratulations and way to go on paying off your credit card. That's awesome. I am so, so proud of you. I know that's not always easy to do. When you get $300, sometimes you'd rather go spend it instead of putting it towards the debt. But I'm really proud of you for making that decision. Okay, so let's dive into today's guest. Today's guest is Carrie Moriarty. She's the founding team at Cinch. So she is part of that. She does the development and growth strategies for getting Cinch out to the masses. She has a background in financial services. So she actually worked as a financial advisor and a consultant to other organizations that were trying to create like financial products and all of that stuff. So she's been in the financial industry for a little bit of time now. The thing that I loved about Carrie is she truly cares about the end user. And I think sometimes in a lot of companies, we see that the product might be amazing, but the heart isn't there. And that was one of the things that from the get-go, I've really appreciated about Carrie is she truly cares about that end person because they created a product that was exactly one that millennials need. And so I really admire that in a company. And I think that anything I can do to help a financial company become more well-known. And if it helps you guys, I think it's amazing too, of course. So that's one of those things that Cinch is working towards is actually becoming your CFO in your pocket. So it's kind of cool because as you're going to hear throughout this interview, we talk about a lot of financial decisions that we make. And one of the things that Carrie mentioned too is that over the last 7 years alone for herself, she graduated with student debt. She moved 6 times. She racked up and paid off credit card debt. She bought and sold a car. She got engaged, got married, bought a house, changed jobs, had to figure out how to combine her finances with her partner. And of course, she got a dog. I mean, as we do, right? So that's what I think we're facing. Lots of decisions that we've got to make in real time and very, very quickly. And having an app like Cinch that can help you navigate these decisions that are actually legitimately in your best interest, I think can be really, really helpful for some people. It's not for everybody, of course. If you don't have a smartphone and you live in 2017, like my mom, I think she just barely upgraded, then, you know, maybe Cinch might not be for you. But if you are one of those people that's glued to your phone, much like me, then it could be very, very helpful. And if you're trying to be better with your financial life, it's nice to have that guidance and that advice in the back end that's helping you with your best interest in mind, truly. So that's what we talk about in today's episode. We talk a lot about her background in the financial advising and why she was going to be a financial planner and what kind of changed all of that, why she became part of Cinch's founding team, how it became a reality. I'm a nerdy startup kind of person myself. So hearing about companies pivoting and changing their markets, I think is really cool. And then we also talk about how they even evolved their customer segment from a niche to a broad market. We discuss a lot about what a fiduciary is. So this is critical for your financial life, guys. Understanding what a fiduciary is and is not is absolutely critical. So we go into a lot of detail about that, how Cinch approaches a fiduciary responsibility, and more importantly, how they differ from other financial apps. There's a lot of noise in the marketplace, and we dive into lots of detail about what makes Cinch unique and what makes it a really cool thing. The other part that we talk about too, that I am stoked for you guys to jump on board, is they have a really cool opportunity because they haven't officially launched yet. They're a startup. They're getting it off the ground. They are going to be launching in July. So they have a waitlist for their beta launch. And what that means is if you join the waitlist, you can get their financial product, their app, for free for life. That's a huge savings. It's really, really cool. So if you're into fintech and you like to save money and you want to try out a new product, definitely check it out. You can go there at cinchfinancial.com, cinch with a C. And it is really cool. All of this is going to be linked in the show notes too. So if you can't remember it, just make sure you just click the show notes and you'll be able to see it all. But guys, I am so excited to introduce you to Carrie Moriarty from cinchfinancial.com. Hey guys, welcome back for another episode. Today I'm joined by a very special guest. I have Carrie from Cinch Financial with us. Cinch is a company that I have been geeking out on, guys. I think it is so cool and I love their mission. I love how they're helping people manage their money, but more importantly, have a lifestyle that they're really excited about. Carrie, you are the head of company development, which is a really big role, but can you take us back and tell us who you are and then ultimately how did you end up in your role today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be here. My job path has been kind of interesting. I graduated from undergrad in 2010 in the middle of the recession where it was very difficult to find a job. I ended up taking a job with Prudential working as a financial advisor. So I was going through the program kind of starting out as a rep and building up a business to become sort of a fully licensed planner. So I started doing that out of college. I did that for several years. It was really interesting experience getting to work with individuals in their homes, you know, really helping them plan for, you know, their insurance needs, retirement, you know, sending their children to college, and even just kind of thinking strategically about what to do with their financial lives. After doing that for a while, I was looking for, you know, kind of more of a work-life balance, I guess. It's a little bit of a overused term, but I was feeling like, you know, being in a commission-only job, it was very stressful, you know, never really being sure where your next paycheck was coming from. And I found, you know, I was doing everything I could to grow my business and I wasn't preserving much time for the rest of my life. So I looked at a career switch and that's where I connected with Sean Collins, who is Cinch's current CEO. Sean was running another consulting company. It was a sort of small group that helped large companies and organizations create financial products. So if you think of like a co-brand credit card or checking accounts or money market accounts. And it was really interesting experience for me to learn about the other side of the financial services industry. So I'd been working directly with consumers and it was interesting to go behind the scenes and kind of understand more about how those profits work, how those companies make money, you know, how the products are structured. And when I started with Sean's other company, he was already kind of thinking of the idea of Cinch. And so just given my background and my experience, I knew that it was such an interesting opportunity. And I just kind of jumped in from there. So I was really fortunate to just kind of be in the right place at the right time while Sean, you know, had this idea and was getting it off the ground. And then, you know, the perks of being at a startup are you really get to spend a lot of time in different roles, trying different things. And, you know, I'm sort of now getting a little bit of expertise in a lot of areas. And currently, you know, it's serving as head of company development and kind of managing our marketing and growth strategy.
I love that. So I think that's such a different take too, to go from financial services where you're advising and helping people plan their financial life to now you are helping people at a bigger scale, but doing the marketing piece. So how was that transition for you? Did you find it to be difficult or more enjoyable?
It was really interesting. I think, you know, if you'd asked me where I would be at this time back when I was graduating college, I'm not sure I ever would have said at a startup. I'm not sure I knew I was going to be in financial services, but I didn't necessarily think it would end up here, you know, now at what is basically a sort of a technology company. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't think that I would be running sort of the growth and the marketing side of things. And so it's just been really interesting. I think it's an awesome way to get a lot of experience without, you know, in real practice, you know, without going back to get a master's degree and kind of spending the time in textbooks and learning. It's like you're on the ground just getting your hands dirty, trying out all of this stuff. And I think, you know, that's really invaluable experience.
Oh, heck yeah. And startups are so much fun. I speak for myself. They are a blast. It's just every day is a little crazy. You never know what you're going to get. And so I think it's a really cool way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did you study in college? I might have missed that.
I studied finance and business administration.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so your goal through college was it to become a planner, or how did that go down?
Yeah, that was sort of where I saw myself, was kind of growing a financial planning practice. And if not, you know, maybe working as an analyst and kind of really in the corporate finance side of things. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's always just fascinating to me, even watching, you know, my friends and my family, you know, everyone sort of sets out on a path and you just don't know where it's going to take you. And I think it's so fascinating, you know, in the world we live in today, it's easier to start companies. It's easier to kind of get that sort of exposure to new opportunities. And, you know, I'm excited that this is where I ended up, even though, you know, back when I was studying, I don't think I ever saw this coming.
No, it is crazy how life will do that to you. But why finance? What was the draw for you?
It's funny you say that. I started college. I actually attended Salve Regina University in Newport, Rhode Island. And while I was there, I thought for sure that I wanted to study philosophy. So I started taking some classes. You know, I was really loving it. I wasn't totally loving the school. So I was thinking, you know, if it made sense for me to stay there, if I should consider transferring. And then as I was thinking about my future, I was sort of, you know, in all honesty, saying, you know, I really want to make a lot of money. You know, what can I do that would make a lot of money? And so I realized pretty quickly, you know, that philosophy may limit that, you know, in my 18-year-old mind trying to figure out what to do to maximize my dollars. And so then I was looking into other schools and kind of thinking about what was next. And that's how I found my way to Bryant, which is, you know, very clearly kind of a business school. It's very business focused. And then I sort of went into finance. I knew I liked numbers. You know, I had a feeling you could make some money in that space. And that's sort of how I made my decision.
I love it. I mean, heck yeah, you got to go where the dollars are sometimes.
Right.
I get that. So with Cinch, how did you come across Sean, and ultimately what made you decide to take this risk and go all in on a startup and join the founding team?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a really a no-brainer decision. I was fortunate to have been working with Sean at this other company. You know, it was his company. So I was working with him in the same capacity, you know, with him as a CEO. So I really got a sense of how, you know, he carries himself, how he conducts business. You know, it's very easy to work with him. And he's a wonderful mentor to me as well. So when he had this idea, you know, I was curious about just a startup in general. And what was nice is, you know, given Sean's background and sort of his business acumen, it wasn't the feeling like, okay, we're a bunch of kids in a garage, you know, starting a company and it could shut down at any moment. You know, there was some stability there, which I think is really unique to the world of startups. Yeah. And so for me, it was looking, you know, at where I was in my life. I had, you know, I have all kinds of bandwidth to be doing something like this. It's a brand new opportunity. It was really a no-brainer to kind of jump in. And then I think, you know, everything is a little bit of luck too. It was kind of the right place at the right time. I'm certainly younger than many of the people on our team. I was, you know, the only woman, you know, kind of at the company in the beginning. And I think I really could contribute a unique point of view, you know, being our target audience, you know, having the experience working with people individually through my financial advising background, it really let me kind of contribute to their conversation in a meaningful way as we were thinking about what Cinch should be and really what the problem was and what the solution was. So, you know, I always kind of thank my lucky stars that I was in the right place at the right time.
That is so fascinating. Did Cinch experience any big pivots? So is it what you guys are launching in July, is that what was initially thought about, or how has it changed?
Yeah, it's evolved a lot. I think, you know, the core value of Cinch has always been the same, that, you know, dealing with your money and just dealing with personal finance is so hard. Mm-hmm. For everybody, you know, whether you have a lot of money or no money at all, it's a very tricky space to navigate. And there's so much content and education out in the space that's just not helpful because it's too objective or it's too overwhelming and nothing is sort of tailored specifically to you. So we knew that sort of the whole system was broken and we really wanted to figure out the right way to solve it. But we've tried, you know, a lot of different approaches down the road. Originally, Cinch was intended to be a product for specific market segments. So starting with teachers. So helping teachers, you know, find the best products, like the best car insurance or the best credit card, because they're a very unique set. They have a unique set of needs. They're very interesting from sort of a credit perspective and underwriting perspective. So we kind of started there. And then we thought to ourselves, you know, why do this for teachers? We should do this for everyone. You know, this should be sort of a broad market. And so what we launched publicly back in 2014 was more of a store concept. It's always been important to us to sort of function as a fiduciary, you know, to give you completely unbiased guidance, meaning there's no advertising, there's no lead generation. We don't just kind of proffer the 10 to 12 products that pay us to do so.
Yeah.
So what we had done is curated the entire inventory of products and surfaced the objective best. So you could come to Cinch, answer a couple profile questions, and then you would get, you know, a scored product. So of, you know, all the credit cards out there, here are the best five. For all the car insurance companies in your neighborhood, here are the top three. But what we realized is that it was broken in a couple ways. One, personal finance is too nuanced to just settle for the objective best. Mm-hmm. You can't just, you know, this is a great credit card for the majority of people, and it may be the absolute worst credit card for you and the absolute best for somebody else, because it's such, your credit card behavior, your debt, your spending patterns are so personal to you. Mm-hmm. So we realized quickly, like, that part wasn't working. Also, letting people self-profile was tricky because people don't necessarily know all of the details of their financial life off the top of their head. And so if they're putting in inaccurate information, it's making our results inaccurate. And it also, you know, was letting people kind of make bad decisions. So for example, if you had significant credit card debt, you could come to Cinch, say you were looking for a cashback rewards card, and we would make a recommendation for you. But, you know, as a fiduciary, somebody that's looking out for your best interest, that's really not the right approach. Mm-hmm. So we basically pulled that all down. And what we've been working on since is continuing to refine our inventory, which you can imagine is a big task because we're looking at every company, every product, every price, and building that side. But we also wanted to simplify the profiling process. So now the product that we're launching takes that burden off of you, lets us collect a lot of information about you from just a few simple inputs, and make sure we have a totally complete, totally accurate look at your financial life before we make any recommendations. And what we've done since is really beefed up our technology so that we're making truly personalized, bespoke recommendations specific to you, not just sort of curating the objective best.
I think that is so cool because, for one thing, it makes it very accessible to everybody. So that's what a financial planner or advisor should be for. Although, I mean, we could definitely argue about that all day, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting because this is, as you guys claim, your own personal CFO.
Yes.
I think that's so cool. And I love the fiduciary responsibility piece too. You make a great point of people might be recommending the best credit card, but if you have a lot of credit card debt, that might not be a good choice for you.
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that's so cool. So I guess the next logical question that I can already hear people asking is, what makes Cinch so different than other financial apps? I mean, we've got Mint, we've got Clarity, we've got all kinds of crazy ones out there. Why Cinch? What makes it so unique?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple reasons. I think a lot of personal finance tools focus really on budgeting. So they're really focused on kind of your bottom dollar budget, and they often start with the bottom of your budget. So things like, you know, eliminating Starbucks, you know, bringing your lunch to work instead of buying takeout for $10 a day. And, you know, while I agree, absolutely, you know, those things do contribute to your financial life and maybe your financial problems, but that's really not the place to start. So Cinch takes an opposite approach. approach, and we start with the biggest stuff. So we start with your debt, you know, making sure you have the optimal solution to paying down debt, mm-hmm. making sure you have the best car insurance, the best mortgage company, the best cell phone bill, so that you're not overspending on some of those big monthly bill items. You know, for example, by switching your car insurance to a company with the same coverage but better rates in your neighborhood, you could save $1,500 that year right away. You know, you're wow. cutting that monthly bill in half. You've got that cash back in your pocket, and it would take, you know, a huge number of lattes to get to that same dollar amount. Not to mention, you know, we don't want you to feel bad about living your life. Like, people are busy. You need coffee to survive. Trust me, I know that. You know, we don't want to be in the business of kind of scolding you for just going about your life. We want to help in a meaningful way, kind of starting with the big stuff. So that's one. I think what has been so great about companies like Mint and sort of the first round of these financial apps and services is they brought data visualization to every consumer. So Mint, for the first time, you could see all of your accounts, all of your spending in one place, and you could see the categories that your dollars were going to. And that was such a huge thing to bring to people, because you couldn't see that in any simplified way before. I think where Mint sort of stopped helping or sort of failed to add continued value was helping you know what to do from that point. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of has a similar experience, like, oh, I was using Mint, but then it was constantly telling me I was going over this budget. You know, I was dining out too much. I was spending too much. I just didn't really know what to do. And so then I sort of stopped using it. Mint really didn't focus on helping you figure out what to do next and either tell you how much you should be spending or help you drive that number down. It was a little bit, you know, of a dead end. And I think a lot of personal finance tools have done that in the first wave. And what's coming out next, companies like Cinch and like Clarity Money, companies like Albert, they are really focusing on getting you from point A to point B. So I think that's, you know, a trend that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of evolving to automation, helping you, you know, automate savings between accounts, really taking that burden off of you, which I think is so important. And I think where Cinch continues to differentiate is two big things. You know, one is this idea of being a fiduciary and being totally unbiased. So we can promise that we will never take money from the companies or the products or the services that we recommend to you, which really can let you feel comfortable knowing anything we recommend is totally vetted to be perfect for you, because we have no incentive to kind of show you a certain credit card or show you a certain bank and hope that you open an account there. So many of the other existing services, you know, they do take some advertising revenue. Mm-hmm. And so even though they can claim to be unbiased and they can claim that they're helping you objectively, which, you know, they may not be harming you, they can't say, you know, with confidence that that is the ultimate best thing for you. And, you know, what we always sort of wonder is how do you balance an unbiased point of view if you're taking compensation from those companies? Because, right. you know, how could you ever recommend something that would be free when you could recommend something that would, you know, you'd be paid to do so? It seems like such a conflicting business model for us, which is why we've chosen to stay away from that entirely. So that's why Cinch is a subscription-based product. There is a fee paid by the end user, so that, you know, it really solidifies the fact that we're working for you, and, you know, you are our client, you are not the product, and everything we do is in your best interest.
Love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So for you personally, what is the feature or something about Cinch that you are the most excited about?
Honestly, it's like the idea of Cinch in general. I think, you know, I live my entire life on my phone. I have probably 5 to 7 apps that I would be so lost without, you know, and I use them for everything. I check AccuWeather every day to know the weather. Anytime I'm driving, I use Waze to make sure I get there the best way. I use my Starbucks app. I pay with the mobile app every time I get Starbucks. You know, I use Venmo to pay my friends every time we go out. Like, my whole life is so efficiently managed and just run on my phone. And when I think about my finances, there's no app for that, you know, and there's no app that's comprehensively doing that for me. So I think for me, it's this, you know, idea of like, there should just be something like that on my phone that's taking care of that for me. I want to kind of just set and forget my financial life the way that I can with literally every other part of my life.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense. I think, especially for millennials, myself included, we are constantly glued to our phones all the time. And it's kind of a pain right now. You have to go through whatever apps you use for your investing. And then you have to go check your bank account and you have to do all these things. And then don't forget to negotiate your car insurance or go talk to somebody. Or, I mean, it's a little overwhelming to think about. So I love this simplicity that Cinch brings to the financial world, because it is inherently a complicated thing. And I think it's cool that you guys are just making it a simple process for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you and I, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are different than most people in that we have an interest in personal finance. You know, you could call us hobbyists. So we probably have like the most patience and the biggest threshold for wanting to spend time kind of dealing with this stuff. And another thing that I love about Cinch is the fact that it can just work for you and it can streamline your financial life without forcing you to be an expert. So if if you're like us and you want to dive in and understand exactly how and why something is being recommended to you or why we're giving you some kind of advice, you can do that. And if you're like most people, you can also just skim right over the top and just move through, get your recommendation, get things set up and just move on with the rest of your life. So part of what is exciting to me about Cinch is like, I love it. The nerdy part of me, you know, loves it. And I love kind of digging into all of it. But I know that, you know, my husband and my best friend and all of these people that, you know, their eyes roll into the back of their head when I start talking about Cinch, you know, I know that they will love it and they'll benefit from it as well.
Yeah, that's a good point too, because you hit spot on with us. We are kind of nerdy. We're into this stuff. So we do have more patience, but the average person doesn't. And that's a really good point to mention.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about, you guys have got some really cool stuff going on right now. So the app isn't officially live yet. However, people can get in on a really great deal. Can you talk a little bit about some of the early users and what benefits they receive?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, Cinch will have a subscription fee. So any user will be able to try Cinch for free for a limited period of time, but then the fee would kick in. So what we're doing for kind of our earliest supporters and the people that are most excited about Cinch right now is if you secure your spot on our wait list today and for a continued shorter time, we will give you lifetime free access to Cinch. So as a thank you to the people that kind of believed in this idea from the beginning and are the most excited about it, you know, we want to give you guys kind of the VIP access for free. So we're only running that for a limited time and then we will close that off. But it's a great way to just kind of be one of the first people in the door and secure that benefit for you, because when it takes over the world and all your friends are paying for it, you're totally going to have an edge on that.
Yeah. What do you guys anticipate the fee being per month?
We're still testing. We're testing several price points. So we just want to get a sense of kind of what works for people. But the price point is something very familiar. So between kind of the $4.99 and the $9.99 per month range. There will be a discount for paying upfront, paying the annual fee upfront. And we're also exploring several sort of discount programs or kind of almost like scholarship programs. You know, one of the things that we struggle with is sometimes the people that need Cinch the most and need the most help, you know, people with a lot of credit card debt or kind of really thinking strategically about their next decisions. It's contradictory for us to ask them to spend their dollars paying us when they could be putting those dollars away for a rainy day fund or driving down their debt. So we're exploring different ways to kind of create a benefit where you can access Cinch for free until you've reached a milestone where it puts you in a better position to support paying for something like Cinch. You know, what we'd never want to do is just alienate the people that need us the most. So we're exploring different ways that we can make Cinch available to you for free, you know, while you're kind of getting yourself back on track and getting to a more stable position. So that's something that we'll have some more information on shortly as well.
I love that. And I have to just say, I have to publicly shout you out, because I think Cinch did such a great job by bringing you on the founding team. Primarily because you have worked with people, so you know the ins and outs. And I think that's kind of unique. It's that different perspective, I think, that makes you guys really unique as well.
Yeah, totally. I appreciate that. You know, when I was working as an advisor, you know, I was totally in the minority. So the average financial advisor is a 57-year-old man. So when I was 22 and a young woman kind of out in front of people, you know, at first half of my clients were like, where are your parents? You know, and who's coming here with you? You know, and then the other half found it very refreshing, you know, to be talking to kind of a different person, somebody that could, you know, relate to them in a different way that was closer to their age maybe. And I learned, you know, really quickly that the old model is broken. You know, I don't want to be talking to a 57-year-old man about my finances, mm-hmm. you know, when he never had to make a decision about, you know, leaving his job to have children and, you know, the impact that that would have on his financial life. Or, you know, maybe, you know, people tend to approach every couple as a very traditional view. You know, the husband makes more money than the wife, and, you know, the husband makes all the financial decisions and the wife is just kind of along for the ride. And when I was, you know, meeting with clients and just kind of taking my own approach to things, I found that people were found it really refreshing to just be approached in a different way. And so that's something that I feel really passionate about bringing to Cinch is their traditional finance and traditional relationships just kind of don't exist anymore. You know, everyone has a unique way of doing things. It's sort of a whole new world. And I just want to bring that modern approach to dealing with this stuff, you know, to you. I think, you know, we've had kind of enough of like the same approach and, you know, kind of an overly male focus and kind of everybody, you need to have, you know, millions of dollars before someone will even give you the time of day. And I think it's really time for like something with more, you know, more of like an everyday consumer vibe to come into the market.
I am head nodding so hard right now. Like I agree. I think you're what's the, I'm trying to think of what people say. It's like most financial advisors or most people in the financial industry are pale, stale, and male.
Yes.
Like, it is so true. And you're right. You don't necessarily, it's not saying it's bad, but as a young female, I don't always want to listen to the person that's 57 and never had to deal with the issues that I will have to deal with in my life. So you're spot on.
Absolutely. I also think there's such an inclination to be almost condescending to younger people or people that are not, that don't consider themselves financially savvy, or even to the female counterpart of a relationship, especially if the male counterpart is making more money or making the majority of the money. And, you know, that's something that Cinch also really believes in, is like, we know that this stuff sucks and people hate dealing with this. And that is totally okay if you're not, you know, somebody like you or somebody like me that actually finds it interesting. And so there's no need for condescension. There's no need for lecturing and scolding. It's just, you know, we'll take that off your plate. We like doing it. We'll do it for you. You know, we'll make sure that we're working in your best interest and you can just kind of confidently go back to the rest of your life, what you like dealing with. And there's not this kind of like, oh, you're doing such a bad job, or like, poor you, adulting is so difficult. You know, it's really just, it's like a black and white. We like it. You hate it. We'll take care of it.
I love it. So this is kind of a weird question, but I really am curious. Is there any person that Cinch maybe not be good for?
That is a good question. You know, I really believe Cinch could help anybody because everybody has finances and, you know, anybody can benefit from having just a smart person looking out for you. I think, you know, there are certainly scenarios where if you just simply do not have enough money, there's only so much anybody can do to help. So you, unfortunately, you know, Cinch can't, we can't just pay you more money. So I think there is a segment of people that, you know, may have very awful credit scores or, you know, may have, you know, just such a tight income that it would be hard for Cinch to do much in terms of optimization. But even in that case, you know, we're there to monitor. We can keep an eye on everything for you. So the moment that that changes, you know, if we can create the extra dollars for you or if something externally happens that creates them, we would be there to help.
That's fair.
And then I think, you know, Cinch wants to be, you know, something that's available for everyone, but we are really focusing on this core group of people that need us. So I think, you know, once you've reached the point of having significant dollars and, you know, where you're really thinking strategically about after-tax investments and kind of what to do with all of that cash, I think there are so many options for you where someone can specialize in optimizing that for you. And I don't think that that would be an area Cinch would ever focus on, is kind of a significant emphasis on kind of retirement optimization or, you know, long-term investments.
Yeah. I don't blame you either. I think that's a really complicated and very unique situation as well, that it's just another can of worms for sure. Mm-hmm. So with Cinch, I'm thinking of like all of these features and stuff. Can you just give like a brief overview of what the features are roughly? So like what kinds of things can you help with? You mentioned car insurance, finding a better deal that could save you money. Debt management. Can you talk a little bit about some more of the cool features?
Yeah. So in terms of our launch product, you know, the things that will help you optimize and make sure you've got the right setup right away will be, we have four core pillars to the business. So the first pillar is debt and credit. So we'll help you with any unsecured debt, credit card debt, you know, if you have a personal loan, we will evolve to helping as much as we can with student loan, with auto loans, thinking about mortgage lending, but really kind of tackling the debt piece of your life is something we'll help with right away. The second pillar we call consumption. So this is really looking at all the cash flow of what's coming in and what's going out and everything that impacts that. So at launch, you know, we'll be focused on making sure you have sort of the right products in your wallet. Do you have the right credit cards? Can you consolidate down to just a few credit cards? Should you have a different credit card? You know, should you be spending using credit or spending using debit? You know, what is the best way for you to kind of go about making purchases? And then helping with the big bills that impact your cash flow. So thinking about like your car insurance or your cable bill, your cell phone bill. Eventually we will evolve to just any large purchase. So thinking about any of the big monthly bills you have, or even just big decisions like I need to buy a new sofa or I need to buy a new car, and what is the best way for me to finance that? The third pillar is cash reserves. And for almost all of our users, this is a huge priority for them, is making sure you have a little bit of a cash buffer. Not only is that just a good practice and you know, helps you feel more secure day to day, but it really reduces your risk of needing to take on any additional high interest debt. So if you don't have cash on hand to cover an expense, you're likely to use a credit card to do so. And then you're paying, you know, 20% APR on that debt, and who knows how long you'll be carrying it. So cash reserves is a huge focus for Cinch. It's helping us, you know, it's helping you think about how much you can set aside. We're helping make sure we do that in the best way for you so that it doesn't restrict your life. It keeps you kind of living the life you want to live, but we're also, you know, really focusing on putting some money aside. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth pillar is protection. So we focus on, you know, life insurance, you know, making sure your auto and home insurance is enough and is adequate. And then even thinking about kind of your retirement assets and your longer term protection down the road. But making sure that, especially if you have children or if you own a home, that you're not exposed should anything happen to you or happen to, you know, another income earner in your life.
I love that too. So when people are going through the app, I'm assuming that the user interface is very easy to navigate. How long does it take to set everything up initially?
Yeah, great question. I think it does take a little bit of effort to really create your account with Cinch in a way that's going to give you meaningful value. It's not like, you know, every other website and app where you can just kind of immediately get in the door, but that's intentional because what we don't want to do is waste your time by not being able to give you complete advice or giving you advice that's wrong because we don't have the full picture. So we do ask you, you know, for a couple different things. In our onboarding, we ask you to answer a few questions off the top of your head, like, do you share finances with anyone? Do you have children? Do you rent or own your property? And then we move to looking at your credit report. So we ask you for really simple information that you know off the top of your head, like your name, your address, your date of birth, your social security number. And we use that to pull a historical look at your credit report. We then also ask you to link up at least one primary account that you use. So like a checking account or credit card account so that we can get a look at the transactions and understand more about your spending behavior. And then from there, we have everything we need to kind of get that really first comprehensive look at your financial life and move into the recommendations. So that process takes just a couple of minutes, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how many accounts you want to link up. And then you'll reach your dashboard, and your dashboard will have the prioritized and succinct advice about what you should do in each of those different categories I just mentioned, where we feel like we found areas to help. And then from there, Cinch is always monitoring that information. So we're refreshing your data constantly so that if anything changes, you know, we're there to see it. We do make it possible for you to tell us that something has changed, you know, whether it's like a life stage thing, you know, like getting married or having a child, or if it's something like you're buying a new iPhone or you're buying a new car. And from there, we just always keep an eye on everything. So we track your progress on any recommendation we've made. We track your behavior. We track any goals that you set or that we're setting together. And we just keep an eye on everything, you know, in your life and in the industry, just to make sure you're always staying optimized. So for most people, you know, like people like my husband and my best friend that hate this stuff, the benefit to them is like they can turn it on once and then they can just put it away, and we'll only notify them when there's something important that they need to take action on. So it's nice. You kind of get the feeling someone's always looking out for you without you having to like dedicate hours every Saturday to making sure everything's all put together.
Yeah, that's totally fair too. So with this whole, I know before we recorded, we kind of chatted about Cinch is not just like a financial product. It's not just a financial app, and that it's more of a lifestyle product. Can you just touch a little bit about how your view is differently on that?
Yeah, totally. Like I said, people hate this stuff, right? Like you, no matter how hard you try, you just cannot make like credit card APR exciting. It just never going to happen. And so, you know, I think with Cinch, we really just want to let people know, you know, we're people just like you. You know, we're a bunch of millennials as well. You know, we're suffering from the same things you are, like crippling student loan debt and crazy housing markets and crazy rental prices. You know, we're there with you. And so we're here to solve that problem. And we just want to, you know, optimize and streamline the rest of your life like everything else. I think, you know, going back to what I said at the beginning and using these apps for everything, you know, we want to be there to just take that off of your plate and be just much more of like a part of your life and an efficiency thing than being this personal finance company and this like tenant of like financial expertise and security, because we know you don't care about that. That's what we care about. And so that's what we're doing. But in terms of the kind of places you'll find us and the kind of things that we're doing, we'd much rather, you know, kick you back a, you know, $20 credit to rent the runway for the 10 weddings you have to go to this summer than force you to kind of go to our blog and read a ton of content about 48 different ways you could start saving for retirement.
Yeah, it's weird. That stuff doesn't really excite people sometimes.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love talking about APR, but come on.
Exactly. We're the minority here.
We are. It's true. And some of the listeners are too. So I'll throw you guys in there too. So if people want to join the waitlist to be part of the earliest users and check out the app, it's cinchfinancial.com. They can secure their spot and get this for free forever, which I think is a great budget opportunity. Talking about being nerdy.
For sure.
Yeah. This is cool. Carrie, this has been so much fun. And one thing that I just want to mention to all the listeners too that I'm personally very excited about is Cinch has came on board to help support the summit, the money summit that's going down in July. And I am so grateful for that, because that's a really good opportunity for any of the attendees of the summit. And I know most of the listeners will be part of this to join in and just learn more about Cinch and just learn education. So I appreciate your guys's passion to helping get financial education out there as well. That totally means the world to me.
Yeah, no, we're so excited. I think that's going to be such a great event. I think the speakers that you've lined up seem incredible. And, you know, I'm so excited for everybody to come together. I think doing it in the live environment is going to be so fascinating as well. And we're excited. We're happy we get to be a part of it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty excited about the whole live piece too. I think it's a different take and just a very unique way to go, which is very interesting and tricky at the same time.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will see it all go down. Don't worry. So any final thoughts or any words of wisdom before we officially part ways?
No, I hope, you know, everybody is excited about, you know, what we're doing. I hope that, you know, you guys kind of share our belief that, you know, technology should be making this stuff easier. And there's so much junk and noise and, you know, advertising and spam out there. You know, I hope you guys support kind of our mission to just make this stuff easier and kind of take the right approach, you know, really doing the right thing for people in terms of helping them with their personal finances. And since, you know, we all love it, you know, hope you spread the word to your husbands and your wives and your friends that hate doing this stuff too, so that they know there's help on the way.
Yep, I agree. And where do people go to connect with you if they want to learn more about you or Cinch?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn if you want to learn any more about me. And then you can definitely check us out on social media. We are at Cinch Financial on both Instagram and Twitter. And then we're on Facebook at Cinch Financial as well. We post a bunch of content on our blog every day. It's not really financial advice. It's more sort of stories about people and the way finance kind of weaves itself into their lives. But you can find us sort of on all the regular places.
I love it. Carrie, thank you. This has been so fun to chat with you, learn about your background, and hear how you guys are changing the financial industry through Cinch.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Okay, what do you guys think? Did you get some value from this episode? I know I did. One of the things that I thought was super cool was Carrie's background. She started off as a very much financial planner track and started joining the fintech community and startups. And I think that's a really cool way to go. I always love hearing how people's stories go in different directions than we think it's going to eventually lead us. So it's always cool and reassuring to hear that. And if you have gotten some value from this episode, I would sure appreciate it if you shared it with somebody you care about. And more importantly, send them cinchfinancial.com so that they can get on the wait list and join the beta launch for free for life. Really cool opportunity to get involved with a sweet startup that I'm actually very excited about. Okay, you heard a little bit about the Money Summit. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that at a later date. So if you're like, what the heck is this Money Summit, Whitney? Don't sweat it. All of the big heavy promotion will be coming up soon. So you get to hear all about it. But basically, it's 30 females coming together to share their personal areas of expertise in personal finance. So it's a really cool collaboration and it's an online event. So you don't have to like come to Boise, Idaho and see me. But if you want to, that'd be cool too, whatever. So that's kind of how it's going to be structured. You can learn more at whitneyhanson.com/money summit and learn about that stuff. Join the RSVP list, save your seat, all of that stuff. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.